is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
It is 98FM's Dublin Talks with Jeremy Dixon here till midday today. Now, a shocking story in the news today that really caught our attention, and it's upset a lot of people. And if you have young ears listening, you should probably switch off the radio at the moment, because I'm not going to get into too graphic details about this, but it's a conversation that may not be for younger ears. And it's all to do with the ease at which children can get their hands on violent video games. Story from the UK that broke yesterday of a 12-year-old boy who was in court in the UK charged with raping his 6-year-old sister. Just think about that for a moment. 12-year-old boy, child, in court after being charged with raping his 6-year-old sister. Now, the court heard, this is the interesting part of this horrific story, the court heard that he was reenacting a sex scene from the video game Grand Theft Auto. That's a game that needs no introduction. You all know about Grand Theft Auto. You know that it's over 18s. It's been out for years. There's loads of different versions of GTA that have been out for years. It's generally played by people under the age of 18, even though it has an 18 cert. In a moment, I'm going to be asking you about over 18s games and whether or not you believe that they have an effect on children. You know, this is a horrific case. It's an isolated case, but it has raised the issue of the danger of these games. Joining me now on the line is psychotherapist and parent and author Stella O'Mahony to give us some background on how games, if they can, have any effect on children. You're very welcome along to 98FM, Stella.
Hi there.
Grand. Now, as you heard me mention in my intro there, this is obviously, it's a tragic case, it's an horrific case. You know, every child that plays an over-18s game isn't going to end up doing something like this. But what sort of effect, if any, do these games have on children with regards to copycat behaviour and so on?
It depends on the child, and it depends on the age of the child, and it depends on how often they are playing it and in the context they are playing it. It can have huge impact on some children, and some kids get away kind of fairly casually with it. There's some kids, and I don't have the statistics, but just anecdotally and my own experience, it seems to be around 10% of kids just seem to fall into their screens, and they really seem to be display quite severe traits that look very addictive to me.
Okay, so whereas most of us, like myself, yeah. I play games, I play some yeah. violent video games, I can distance myself from the fact that I know that it's a game, and if I'm shooting people in this game, which I do in the game I play, I can distance myself from that and know that it's just a game and I'm not going to reenact it. But what you're saying is, in your experience, around 10% of children won't deal with it in that way.
They become much more intense. It's just like most of us can drink without going mad. And there's a certain percentage who just don't seem to be able to moderate their drinking, and they get very intense about it. And it mightn't happen immediately, but they fall in, and they fall into a hole as such. It's the same with video games. And then if you put that in conjunction with the fact that a lot of these kids are playing video games that have been deemed to be 18, they haven't been arbitrarily picked as 18. This isn't like there would be massive billions of euro behind these video games trying to make them a little bit less than 18 so that more kids could watch them and more kids could play them, and yet still trying to straddle that line to make it as graphic and as violent and as sexual as possible to keep them cool. That's what those video game manufacturers are doing.
And I've been saying this for years because, yeah. As you know, this is parents don't give a lot of parents don't give a damn, and they don't look at the age on the games. And I've always said to these parents, and I have a friend that used to work in a very well-known game shop and used to say that the amount of parents that would come in buying their children over-18s games, and he was working behind the counter, and he would often say to the parents, you do realise that game that you're buying for little Jordan, who's 12, you do realise that's over-18s. Ah, yeah, he's grand. The reason, as you say, the reason these games, they don't stick, they don't stick an 18 sticker on them for the good of their health. The reason they have an 18 cert is because they're not suitable for children. So how do you get that, Stella? How do you get that into parents' heads?
I don't know. There's none so blind as those who can't see. Like, people just turn their head away. But I think, funnily enough, I think stories like this tragic case about the little boy who raped his 6-year-old And that weird kind of Momo, dare I even say it, scenario that's going around these weeks, I hope that makes parents sit up and say, you can't just ask your children to blithely hang out on screens and pretend that this doesn't impact some of them, when it's quite clear that some kids are deeply impacted. I suppose an awful lot of children have to learn the concept of there's a lot of inappropriate stuff online, and you have to learn how to move away from it. It's not just the inappropriate stuff, but the inappropriate stuff is a big deal. It sexualizes children, and it makes them see sex as a very violent, quite a cold, quite a nasty act.
And I don't know if you've played Grand Theft Auto ever yourself, but I'm sure you have. You played it before?
I'm 44.
Hey, I'm in my 40s and I've played it. No, but I tell you, it's quite graphic. You know,
I've seen a lot of it, and I've seen it played.
So what would you say to a parent of someone who's under 18, who their child has that game in their bedroom at the moment?
It's entirely inappropriate. Entirely. Completely and utterly. Basically, your kid is playing in the red light district.
Yeah, when you put it that way.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're playing a game. They're playing their games, and they're in the red light district as they're playing it. And that's what you're doing. And that's perfectly fine if that's what you want to do, but it's definitely inappropriate for any 12-year-old. It's without a doubt. And when you look at, let's say, do you remember the Belfast trial last year? And you saw those boys, and they behaved so badly with that girl. Whatever they did, I don't know what they did, but it was certainly very, you did feel like this is very pornified.
So you're talking boys. About, they were obviously found innocent of all charges, but the language, the language that was used in the text. So you think this whole parenting that's going on at the moment, where parents are too freely letting their children use these games, you think this is all having, this is the fallout from this?
Yeah, I think an awful lot of boys, and they come to me, I see them in my practice, and they're 16 or 17, they're mortified because they're telling me that they're addicted to porn. And that there seems to be a very direct line between video games, sexualized, violent video games, and then they move on to porn. There's a very definite link as far as I can see. Not only that, the video games themselves are very, they're sexualized in quite, I would say, quite a dark way. It's not very funny, and it's not very cheerful, and it's not certainly not loving, and it gives them a very, I would say, a very violent attitude towards sex.
Okay, so you're warning Stella, as an expert in this field, your warning is, if your children are under 18 and they have an 18s game in the house, take it away.
Personally, I would. Yeah, I think there's loads of games out there. And frankly, there's loads of great life out there. And this idea that the only thing they can, and I know listeners will be saying, but they need it for social context because all the boys are playing it. And like, we've heard that a million times about drinking, about smoking, about whatever you like. But I do think it's inappropriate. I do think, without a doubt, you are shaping a boy's attitude to women and to violence by allowing them unfettered access.
Sorry for cutting across you, Stella. People are, I'll just put this to you very quickly, people are getting very annoyed about you on the text message. That woman hasn't got a clue what she's talking about. That woman is a psychotherapist and author of several books. The woman knows what she's talking about. Why do people get so annoyed when someone questions how dangerous these games are? Why do people get so annoyed about that?
I suppose they don't. They know that the boys, especially the boys, but the children really enjoy them. And they just think, oh my God, the idea of taking the screens away from them, it would be just so difficult. And there'll be so much distress and war, basically, in the family home. I don't want to hear this. But you know what I mean? Years ago, people were advising about lots of different things, such as smoking or drinking, and people didn't want to hear it.
No.
People often don't want to hear bad news. I'm not saying never use screens. I'm not saying never use video games. I'm saying not to use under 18, not let under 18s use over 18 video games up in their bedroom with unfettered access. I think that's crazy.
Stella O'Mahony, psychotherapist and author, thanks very much for joining us on 98FM's Dublin Talks. And she sparked up quite a debate here. A lot of people are very annoyed with the comments that she's making. This woman is an expert. That's why I got her on, by the way. I agree with every word she's saying, but I knew if I said it, you're just going to say, oh, Dixon, you haven't got a clue what you're talking about. You're a nobody. I've played these games. I've played them for years. Luckily, they weren't out when I was a kid, but I'm an adult now and I can play whatever I damn well please, because my brain isn't a sponge. I can distance myself from these from these games, but we are talking about children here. I'd love to hear from you. 6797981, text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. Emma, how are you? You're on 98FM.
Hi, yeah, I agree with a lot of what she's saying. Like, my little boy is 5, he's in junior infant, and he comes home and throws, like, he's had tantrums with me because I won't let him have GTA and Fortnite.
No, sorry, what age? He's 12, is he?
No, he's 5.
Oh, he's 5. And sorry, does
he's a junior infant.
Sorry, I thought you said 12. At 5, he knows what GTA is, does he?
Yeah, he knows it's a game. I'm sure he doesn't understand what it is. Like, it's actually, we have it in the house. I bought it from my husband. It's probably not even the latest one. I bought it a year ago, probably. And he's never, like, he doesn't really play it either. But we saw, like, he throws tantrums at me because I won't let him play Fortnite. And I won't let, like, all his friends have the school bags, the T-shirts, the tracksuits, all with Fortnite on them. And, like, now, I don't mind the clothes and whatever and school bags, that's fine. But I won't let my son play these games because, as you can see, as far as I'm concerned, their brains are not mature enough to deal with the scenarios that's happening. Like, if I bring my child to the balls, I don't tell him, go over there and rob them balls off that child and go and hit them, like, hit another child with the ball. Because basically, like, not in the same context, but that's basically what's happening here. The kids are, like, playing these games and they're robbing a car, they're pulling someone out of cars, and I just don't get why anybody would let their child play a game like that.
Okay, obviously 5M is a bit extreme, and I would imagine most people would disagree.
But all at it.
Like, and there's no 5-year-olds playing Grand Theft Auto, is there? Surely.
Well, what I think is, like, they have older brothers and sisters, and they're bought for them as a Christmas present or whatever, and they're probably playing it with them.
So what should be done to a parent who goes into a shop? Do we need laws now where if a parent goes into a shop to buy this game with their child, should that be a criminal offence? I mean, is it not up to the parent to decide what their children can and cannot watch?
It is, yeah. And that, like, let's face it, that's going to be very hard to regulate, because what will happen is they just won't bring their kids in when they're buying these games. And they're not going to bring them into a shop and buy them if they know they can be prosecuted for it. I just think, you know, I don't know if it should be a criminal offence. I just think it's major stupidity for any parent to let their 5-year-olds play. Like, there's another guy on YouTube called Jelly. And he is like a reviewer, and he's playing the game. But, like, I was sitting there the other day and I could hear my son playing, like, watching the YouTube videos, and all I could hear was, like, all coarse. And I said, why are you watching? Because, like, we all switch off sometimes, and for 5 minutes piece, you let them have their iPads and whatever. And I actually deleted the main YouTube off his iPad, and now he just has the kids' YouTube.
Because this was a gamer that was playing.
Yeah, he's a gamer, like, reviewing. As he's playing the game, you're watching him play the game.
Stay there for a second, please, Emma. There's Emma, mother of a young child. You can hear that, five-year-old, and he knows what Grand Theft Auto is. We're talking about the story in the English news. And as I said, this is not to say that every child that plays an over-18s game is going to end up sexually assaulting somebody. But the child, age 12, it was discovered in court yesterday, who had raped his 6-year-old sister, had been acting out a sex scene from Grand Theft Auto. And for the people saying there's no rape scene in Grand Theft Auto, yes, we're aware that there's no rape scene in Grand Theft Auto. That is not the issue. The issue is he was watching Grand Theft Auto, and there are sex scenes in Grand Theft Auto, and that's what he was acting out. Jason, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. You're a gamer, so I thought it'd be interesting to get your...
Yes. Thank you. Now, I want to say I agree that parents should not be buying their children games that are meant for 18. I full-heartedly agree with that type of ideology. I want to say that, put that straight on the line. I also want to point out that I've played 11 out of 14-ish Grand Theft Auto games. And now, this may make me sound to be a bit hypocritical, but I started playing Grand Theft Auto when I was around 12. Maybe even younger, because I played on the original PlayStation. And
let me stop you there and ask you a question. Okay, at 12 years of age, how did you get your hands on a game that was clearly over 18s?
I was spending some time at my nanny's, and my uncle had the original Grand Theft Auto on PlayStation 1. And I asked my nan, could I play it? She trusted me to know what was it about.
So she hadn't got a clue what it was, obviously.
She did.
Oh, she did? And she let you play it?
Yeah, she trusted in my judgment.
Now, so you can't trust the judgment of a 12-year-old?
Well, again, there are some cases where some children have a fair cop on, but...
Well, no. That's where I have to stop you there. The job of a parent or a grandparent or whatever is not to trust the judgment of a 12-year-old.
Okay.
No, do you not get that?
Oh, no, I can understand. There are some children out there that you definitely cannot.
That's like saying to a 12-year-old, yeah, I'm going to give you permission to walk across that bridge. Yeah, no problem, Daddy. I promise I won't try and jump off the bridge. Okay, I trust your judgment.
Okay, well, again, it depends on the amount of trust that you put in your into the child. Now, can I please get back onto the subject at hand, please?
Well, I'm the one that's doing the interview, Jason, so I'll tell you what way we're going
with
this.
I do apologise. I don't mean any...
Okay, so you first played Grand Theft Auto when you were well under the age of 18.
Yes. Now, again, at the time, as I said, I developed a new attitude towards where I would say, no, wait until I... Like, I wouldn't let my own brother, who's 7 now, play Grand Theft Auto until he's 18. But... the one thing that I always find bothersome is the blaming of video games in the attitude and development of these people, because a lot of the parents, and again, I'm not going to blame all parents, a fair amount of the parents who are quick to blame games like Grand Theft Auto, whose story has the character, there's no sex scenes in Grand Theft Auto.
Well, but there are, actually. I've seen them myself, so...
There is none. The game fades to black and it does a time skip.
I haven't seen physical sex happening in the game, but there are certainly sex scenes of a sexual nature in the game. I've seen them myself.
There's strip teases and all that.
Yeah.
But only goes above the... It goes towards the breasts and all that.
Oh, well, that's okay then. That's okay then.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's okay. I would still say, as I said, say a child who's not 18 should not play Grand Theft Auto. But,
so at what age, first of all, let me ask you two questions. At what age do you think they should be allowed to play these over 18 games? Do you think it should be only after their 18th birthday?
Depending on the game, yes. There are some games that are rated 18, despite the fact that even movies of the same calibre may not be rated 18.
Did it affect you in any way to play these games at such a young age?
I'd like to say not really. When I play games, it's more for the story. And what happens a lot in the Grand Theft Auto games is your character is often forced into the circumstances that they are in which they commit the crimes. Like, for example, Grand Theft Auto 4, the main character Nico Bellic was forced to commit these crimes because his cousin lied to him about how good America
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I get all that, but kids don't read between the lines in that way. Kids see game, they see a man driving a car and running over somebody, they see a man shooting another fella in the head. Stay there for a second, Jason, because you seem to know what you're talking about. You're big into games. Peter and Ronan are going to come to you after the break as well. And Marie, I'm going to talk to you next because your daughter found a loophole about how under 18s can get their hands on these games. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, stay there for a second because I think this is something parents are going to want to know. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp us 0877989898. Back in a second. If you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note, you can do so to 0877989898. During the break there, I was watching the clip from Grand Theft Auto 5, which is quite old now, I believe, at this stage. And I'll just explain to you this scene. This scene shows a prostitute getting into a car with a man. And I'm just looking at the screen now. She's getting into the car with him and she closes the door. There she is.
Let's go somewhere where the busybodies can't see us, sugar.
So she's talking to the fella in the car.
What are you craving, baby?
And then she moves over. And yeah, the rest of it, you don't want to know. But just to describe it, she's clearly a prostitute in the video and she bends over in the car and the rest of it. Sure, you can work it out for yourself. And that is the game, the games that we are letting our children play. And then we wonder why their minds are ending up warped. Now, Marie, without naming the website, please, because I don't want to make it easier for these teenagers to get their hands on this. Tell me about your daughter and how she managed to get an over-18s game.
Well, it was her birthday in August and she knew this game was coming out in October.
And which game was this?
Call of Duty.
Oh, Call of Duty. Okay, yeah.
Now, she's had other Call of Duties, so she knew I wouldn't have a problem with it. But she was able to use her own bank card and go online and buy the game.
And
pre-order it, like.
And the particular Call of Duty game was obviously over 18s, was it?
Yeah.
And they never asked her age at any stage. Well, I assume because she had a bank card, I mean, most 16-year-olds probably wouldn't have a bank card, or would they have a bank card nowadays?
Well, in her school, they went around the whole school and asked any kids that wanted to have a bank account.
Ah, okay, yes. I remember them doing that in our school as well, where they set up bank accounts. But because she had a bank account, the website obviously assumed that she was over 18, and she was able to click online, buy this game, that was over 18s. Well, I suppose that could be said for anything. If your child has a bank card, they can basically buy anything online, which is scary when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we had bank cards when we were in school, but they were, you know, cash machine cards where you could just go to an ATM. They weren't debit cards or anything like that, so you couldn't use them online. But that's something that, when it arrived...
Yeah, no, because my other son is 14 and he was only allowed to have the debit one. Once you're over a certain age, you're allowed to have the...
Ah, okay. So a 14-year-old can't have a card that you can buy stuff online with. Then it's not a Visa debit card. It's just
not unless the parent can go down to the bank and then request one if they wanted to. But
and when the game arrived, were you shocked that your 16-year-old was able to buy it that easily?
No, because she had told me.
Okay, she told you that she was going to do it. And you obviously do. You have a fairly relaxed attitude.
But even she was thinking, like when she ordered it, she was because they took the money and put. It was like they took the money and then put it back. Because it was a pre-order game, she wasn't sure whether the transaction was going to go through.
And do you have a fairly relaxed attitude about them playing those games?
Yeah, I've no worries about her playing that game. It's really only shooting the guns.
And what age did she start playing these games at?
She's probably about 12.
Ooh, okay. 12 playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, there's nothing. I've played that game myself. There's nothing sexual in nature by it. Is it 16s or 18s again? I think so. There's been a few of those Call of Duties, hasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've been out since like the early 2000s, 2003 or whatever. She's been playing Call of Duty since she was 12.
Yeah.
Why?
She had a PlayStation 3, I think, at the time. And it. Whoever she got to play, I think my nephew, she got to play PlayStation 3, he gave her that game, Black Ops 3, I think it was. And she's just been started playing that one and she got into it.
And you obviously felt that she was safe enough playing these games that it wasn't going to affect her in any way?
No.
Well, stay there for a second, Marie, because Ronan, you completely disagree with Marie's point, do you?
Well, I'm not here to kind of put blame on anyone. I'm involved in the gaming industry.
Well, no, blame has to be, but you always have to put blame on when something goes wrong, you know.
Yeah, but the way I'd also look at it is gaming is, it's a fairly new media in Ireland. Now, it's been around for a long time, but as far as mainstream, I mean, the likes of Fortnite is really after kind of pushing it to the mainstream. Every kid out there is playing video games, whether it's Fortnite or Minecraft. But for me, I have a 7-year-old son and I would not allow him to play Call of Duty. Or
Which, by the way, is 18. As far as I know, the latest is 18. Because people are saying it's 16, 17. It's 18.
In Call of Duty, there's a scene where there's a mass shooting in an airport where your character actually shoots a load of civilians. And that's, I know this because I've played the game, and that's something that I wouldn't like, say, my son to watch. And I don't feel like he would go and, you know, do that. But I wouldn't like to expose him to that sort of violence at such a young age. Now, 12 years of age, you can make your own decision whether that's suitable. But for me, I think even 12 years of age is still a little bit on the young side to expose anyone to that sort of violence.
So let me just put that to Marie, still on the other line. Marie, so I don't know if you knew that there was a scene in the game your daughter just bought where somebody goes into an airport and shoots up a load of civilians.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't aware of that.
Yeah, and what I do want to say is I don't, like, this is why I don't want to just put blame, because I think parents do need to be educated in what is in these video games. It's very hard to judge something that, like, I mean, Grand Theft Auto could take you 40 hours to complete. And in one, say 5 minutes of that whole 40 hours, you might get this scene that we're talking about today. And it's very hard to kind of filter that. Now, I'm in a great position where I play video games, my son plays video games, so I'm educated in that kind of sense, but I don't know how we can get parents more involved with the content that their kids are consuming. I think,
and I'm sorry, no disrespect to you, Marie, but you were completely oblivious to that scene being in the game.
Yeah.
Has it changed your mind about it all, knowing that there's, especially given what goes on around the world at the moment as regards terrorist attacks, would that change your mind?
I'd have to have a chowder about it.
It was a very controversial scene. Call of Duty would be one of the games that I wouldn't be a huge fan of, but I have played those games, and it was a very controversial scene. I'm sure if you put it into YouTube, you can get it pretty quickly. But this is a game that could be 10 hours long, and that is, say, the first stage of one of the missions mid-game. So it's very hard for parents to, especially with older generations that are not into the gaming scene, and they see their kids, all their friends are playing it. It's very hard to turn around to your kid when the whole class is playing this game and say, look, you're not playing it. So I think we are at a stage where it's a nearly a crossover stage where, you know, gaming is massive. I mean, Grand Theft Auto 5 is the biggest, it's the biggest entertainment media or piece of entertainment in the world. It was, I think it made 6 billion since it was released. It sold 90 million copies.
It's huge, it's absolutely huge, yeah.
So, like, gaming should really be respected, and the badge on the game should be respected too. Now, other people would say, oh, I don't let my kid play Fortnite. What I do personally is I make the decisions myself whether my son should play these video games. An M rating is a big no-no because...
That means mature, yes.
Yeah, exactly. That means mature. You know, at some stage in that game, there is going to be mature content there. And I feel like that stamp, that M stamp, if it's PG, I think I can go and have a look and see, okay, well, Fortnite, there's no blood, the animation is cartoony. Other people might disagree with that, but I don't think it's other people's right to judge my parenting, just like I wouldn't like to judge anyone else's.
Well, but sorry for cutting across you there, Rowan, because somebody is judging you, Marie, and I want to put this text message to you. Now, by the way, I'm not just picking on you because there's many, many parents who are in this position as well. Marie is exactly the kind of parent that causes these problems through ignorance. The contents and warnings are listed on the back of the box. In other words, why didn't you look to see what the content of these games was? Marie?
Yeah.
Well, in other words, as a parent, it was your job to look at the content of this game.
Well, I had watched her playing the game, like the other one, not that one that he's talking about, the latest one, but the other ones, I had watched her playing them out plenty of times.
And it seemed fine to you?
Yeah.
Okay, two more calls on this very quickly. Michael, you would be quite critical of parents like Marie as well.
Yeah, generally. Yes, parents are blaming video games for their own stupid mistakes again. Like, it's always the video games' fault. You know what I mean? You pick up the video game, it says 8 days on it, it tells you on the back, and even at the start of the game, it tells you this isn't for children. Like, I've an 11-year-old niece, and she plays Grand Theft Auto.
At what age?
11.
11?
Yeah, she'd play Grand Theft Auto, but I'd set it up for her, and I'd turn off the violence, and I turn off everything else in it, so she can just drive the car up and down the streets without hitting people, without killing people. It's, you know what I mean? She just drives the car up and down. They sit there watching her playing it, and she enjoys it.
Yeah, but there's lots of games, Michael. They've made lots of games for people her age that she doesn't need to be even go near that.
Like Fortnite, the language that other children use at her during Fortnite is atrocious.
Yeah, and in fact, that's something we spoke about recently on the show about Fortnite. I'm sorry, I have to let you go, Michael, because your line is awful. One last call on this, and that is Peter. How are you, Peter?
Not too bad. You as well?
Grant, it's an eye-opener, I have to say. As someone who doesn't have a child that's at that age yet where he wants to play those games, and I know it's going to come along before I know it, and I'm terrified because as bad as the games are now, they're going to be worse. And by the way, there's lots of... I read up on this before going into this topic, and there were lots of reports. In fact, a recent report from the UK where experts saw that there was no connection between violence in a child and playing these games. There are lots of reports that say that, but the psychotherapist we had on at the start of the show believes believes that they have an age for a reason. So I'm aware that there are reports saying that these games aren't harmful, but they have an age for a reason, don't they?
Well, of course they have, yeah.
So what's your point?
Well, my point is it's like every kid has their own opinion, like, you know, and my son has a PlayStation 4. And
sorry, it's very hard to hear you there, Peter.
Sorry, my son has a PlayStation 4 and he hasn't got an 18 thing, 18 video games, but he has a 16, like Star Wars Battlefront. He has Minecraft and he has Jurassic Park and all like that. But
which contain little bits of violence. I mean, the Star Wars game, it's fantasy violence, you know, as opposed to, you know, shooting people in the head who are actually human beings. So you believe that we need to be, that these parents need to be more strict about what they're letting their kids watch?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're not giving in to 18 videos to my son, and he doesn't. He just goes on the PlayStation every Friday, every Saturday, every Sunday for a certain time, but he doesn't do it during the week from school times. So
the problem as well, Peter, is that once you open that can of worms, and I'll leave the last word to you, Marie, and I'm by no means picking you out, it's just so you happen to be the one mother who had the guts to admit it. Once you open that can of worms and once you allow your teenagers to have these games, it's very hard to go back, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I mean, she's obviously 16 now. There's no way you can take that game off her now because she's gonna have a fit. So maybe this topic has been an eye-opener for yourself and other parents. Maybe after the show today, I'm not telling you how to parent, by the way, but maybe sit down with her and talk to her about the violence and find out, is she being desensitized to what she's looking at on the screen?
I'll definitely have a chat with her.
Yeah, that particular scene, from what I believe, is just one scene in the game. It just so happens. And I remember when it came out, it was quite controversial in the news because obviously there's mass shootings going on around the world and that's why it was quite controversial. So maybe just wouldn't do any harm to sit down and have a chat with her about it and see how she feels about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Marie.
All right, thanks
for your honesty. Marie represents, by the way, thousands and thousands of parents in Dublin, many of you listening, who do allow your kids play these games and are too ashamed to admit it.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.